Paul in his letter to the Romans, in a chapter to the letter to the Romans that is one of my favorite chapters in all of Scripture, gives to us a word of blessing, a word of hope, a word of comfort, a word truly that gives life to us in moments of disaster, in moments of despair, in moments of wonder. When evil occurs, when disaster occurs, we turn to Scripture and to especially passages like this one for our comfort, direction, and a bit of peace. I love these words, and especially when Paul writes, "We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." We are more than conquerors, more than victorious, more than conquerors over evil through Him, Jesus Christ, who loved us. He gives us, in other words, and to make a long story short, He gives us the victory over the powers and forces of darkness, my friends. We have nothing to fear. Because He is here. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us and who loves us still. We are more than conquerors over death. I sat and listened as those names, the names of over 2,800 people, were read this week. And I listened to each name as it was read, and I realized that was a person just like you, just like me, who went to work not knowing that they would soon be entering into their Father's presence. I heard each name read. And as I heard each name read, the sense of overwhelming grief grew up in my chest. And I realized this was an incredible moment and an event. And I remembered back to a year ago when I sat at home on a couch, my leg up due to still being in pain from the thrombosis, laying there watching television as the second plane hit the building. And realizing how many people died in that one act of violence. And then as the buildings collapsed and the tears streamed down my cheeks, it felt like death had beaten us. And then the stories of life began to roll in. No, my friends, we are more than conquerors over death. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's what Paul is reminding us today. We are more than conquerors over death. And even more importantly, we are more than conquerors over life. We not only have nothing to fear from death when we are in Christ, we also have nothing to fear in this life. We are more than conquerors over death and over life. When we live in Jesus, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. Even over angels and over demons. Over the things that are present. I sometimes think, there's no way I'm going to get through today. I have 84 things I have to do by yesterday. There's no way I can get through today. I'll never forget my first sermon. I'm going to tell you, friends, I was terrified. Absolutely speechless with fear. The whole morning, wondering, how am I going to do it? How am I going to stand up in that pulpit and preach a sermon? I'm not worthy to proclaim the gospel. I'm not worthy to speak of the mysterious things of God. I can't possibly do it. And that morning, the scripture that fell open on my page was this one. For we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Conquerors over things present. My friends, we don't have to worry about the fears of the past. They're done and gone. We want to worry about the fears of today, but my friends, through Jesus Christ, we are more than conquerors over the things that are present. But not just that, we are more than conquerors over things to come. If we're not worrying, if we're not bemoaning the past, and if we're not worrying about the present, then we're terrified of the future. What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to come next? I remember Peggy sitting there looking at me saying, I want out of this hospital because every time a new specialist comes through that door, they've got another problem they want to deal with. I don't blame her. I don't want out of that hospital too after I'd been in it for 38 days. And I said to her, no matter what they come through that door and say, Peggy, no matter what they say, know that there's nothing that you and God can't face together. Things present and things to come, my friends. We are more than conquerors over things present and things to come through Him who loves us still. Powers, heights, depths, and anything else in all creations, as if He hadn't already covered everything, Paul makes sure he covers all his bases by saying, we are more than conquerors over anything else in all creation. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. That's the good news for us today, my friends. That's the gospel message which we need to hear today, my friends, that we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. We are more than victorious over all of these elements that we think are going to tear us down. We're more than victorious over death, over life, over angels, over rulers, over things present, over things to come, powers, heights, depths, everything in creation. We are more than conquerors, victorious through Him who loves us. We have nothing. Nothing to fear. I want you to say that with me. We have nothing to fear. Again, we have nothing to fear. Through Jesus Christ, we have absolutely nothing to fear, my friends. For He is there. Who is to condemn, Paul wrote. It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship? Will distress? Will persecution or famine? Nakedness? Or peril? Or sword? No. No. None of these things will separate us from the love of God. No matter how difficult it gets, Jesus is still there. No matter how much in distress we are, Jesus is there and is not afraid of it. No matter what persecution we may fall into, persecution of the self, persecution from others, persecution of our sins, nothing, not a single sin you commit frightens Jesus away. Famine? No. With Jesus, even hunger flees. Nakedness, both physical and spiritual, Jesus doesn't care. He knows us in our radical nakedness. He knows how much we need him. Peril or sword, Jesus isn't afraid of swords. Standing in that building and watching that plane come towards your floor must have been an absolutely terrifying experience. And you know some of them saw it. My brothers and sisters, in that moment, I pray that some of those people would know that they were more than conquerors over that jet through Jesus Christ who loves them. In the face of that kind of oppression and persecution and sword, my brothers and sisters, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us and gave himself for us. Indeed, Paul wrote, if God is for us, who is against us? My own personal translation of that phrase from Romans is simply this. If God is for us, who cares who's against us? And he is, my friends. He is for us. And he will keep us. And he will never stop loving us. And if only we will turn to him and recognize that we are conquerors through him, we have nothing, absolutely nothing to fear. Not even our own sin can cause Jesus to turn away from us. We turn away from him. He does not turn away from us. We turn away and try to run from God. God does not turn away and try to run from us. He turned away from his son on the cross so that he would not ever have to turn away from us. If only we say yes to him and receive his grace and receive his love, we have nothing to fear. Today, many of us sitting here have many concerns. We have past bruises and pains and hurts and angers from the wrongs done to us by others. We have illness, life-damaging illness, spirit-damaging illness. These pains, these hurts, these illnesses, we are called to give them up to Jesus. The other day I was watching television and I realized how deep my anger still runs at our human brothers and sisters of the Islamic faith. My brothers and sisters, we are called to reach out to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ, with the message of his grace. And we're called to offer to all, even those outside those doors, we are called to offer to all a word of grace, acceptance, and forgiveness. That doesn't mean we let them do it again. But it does mean that we don't allow the past pain and the current suffering to beat us down. Rather, we turn over to Jesus the pain and the hurt and let him deal with it as he already has. Whatever has happened in your history, in your life, a broken marriage, a broken relationship, a broken friendship, I invite you all, my friends, turn it over to God. Receive the forgiveness he offers you for your role in it. And receive healing healing of body and healing of mind and healing of spirit today. Today we are going to receive Holy Communion. The sacrament is God's wonderful blessing of grace that He pours out to us His almighty presence through the bread and through the cup. We know Jesus is present here. And so today we are going to receive the blessing of the sacrament. And then we're going to receive a touch of anointing oil to remind us that the cleansing presence of God's grace not only feeds us in the sacrament, but cleanses us of our sins and heals us of our infirmities. So I invite you to come today. Come down the center aisle and receive the bread and the juice and receive an anointing with oil. If you cannot come, for whatever reason, we will come to you. But today in the sacrament, I invite you to come and to receive God's grace that can transform our lives, the real presence of Jesus that can change us and heal us. And then receive a reminder of the wonderful cleansing power of the Holy Spirit and anointing with oil and be made whole again. That's the meaning of healing, friends, to be made whole again. I invite you to come today and receive the grace and the love of Jesus, through whom we are more than conquerors. In this life, tomorrow's life, and in the life to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.